Blog Talk Radio.
What's poppin', people? It's your man, T-Major. 7 o'clock, so you know what goes down. Got a very special show for you again tonight. We got an MC by the name of Shy Thorough. We're going to get into her brain a little bit, talk with her about the industry and all that. We're definitely going to get a little political because we all know we got the debate going on tonight, so we're going to talk about that. It's 7 o'clock. Step up our way. We got now radio.
I thought I told you. I'm a mogul.
Heads up, here we come, y'all live in effect. Mic check, keep your ears moving right to the deck. This is true hip hop, old school flip flop. With a new school twist, just to make it hot. To the clock, tick tock, and you don't stop. Got in the street, taking over the whole block. Lock to the boys, we need to make more room. Move, get out the way, cause we about to kick in the door. Reports, new music, movies, awards, too. You've never seen nothing like this, I assure you. Sorting through, separating facts from fiction. And who's who? What was it that I did? We're going backstage and you ain't getting text admission. But if we're getting to this, here's a fast addiction. Listen, process is term to progress. We got that, we don't care who got next.
All right, people, it's your man, T-Major. Doing it again at 7 p.m. It's We Got Now Radio. It's hiphopourway.com. Really quick, before we get into our guests, I'm going to go over a couple things that's going on in our community, especially our political side, the boardroom side of things. You know, we cover everything from the block to the boardroom. The first thing I wanted to go over is registering to vote. We still have that up on the website. You can log right now, right this moment, you can log on. And that's you can go to the radio page, which is wegotnow.hiphoparway.com. That's wegotnow.hiphoparway.com. You can log on right there. Take a look at the right-hand side, and you will actually see everything. Register to vote. You can register right on the page. It doesn't take you away from the page at all. Or you can log on to our homepage, which is hiphoparway.com. HIPHOPOURWAY. I know some locations, for instance, in the D.C. area, it was yesterday. The Virginia area, it was yesterday, but the Maryland area is the 14th. So if a lot of people listening all over the country, want to make sure if your deadline has not passed, please, 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 I don't beg for much, but I am begging you to go out, get out and register to vote. The presidential debate is coming up on about 9 o'clock, so we'll be having, you know, we'll have a discussion on that tomorrow. I've got a wonderful show for you guys tomorrow, too, so we'll kind of talk about that a little later. That's it for my little spiel on that. Definitely want to get into my guest tonight. She's an MC right here in the DMV area, Miss Shy Thorough. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, man. I can't complain at all.
Thank you for having me, see?
Not a problem at all. Not a problem. We're going to have a good time tonight. I'm going to talk my trash. I'm going to let you talk your trash. And we're going to have a great time.
Sounds good.
Right. First question I want to ask you is a question I'm sure you get a lot. But like I said, everybody hasn't read your wonderful bio. So tell us about your name. Shy Thorough. How did that come about?
Shy actually came about. I got shy from high school. You know, I got a personality. Part of me is shy. The thorough part comes from because everything I do is just thorough. I'm always prepared, even with the most littlest thing. Everyone be like, you know, you're just so thorough with everything. And, you know, even when I get on stage and everything what I do, I try to put everything up 100% in everything I do. So I don't half step anything. So that's where thorough comes from.
Okay, I can respect that. And let me make sure I got this right. You were raised in PA, but you live in D.C. now, right?
Yep.
Okay. And you kind of mentioned in your bio, you touched on it real briefly, you talked about the suburban life and the street life. Kind of talk about that real quick and how your upbringing, you know, kind of molded you into the person you are right now. All right,
cool. Well, my dad's a minister, so I was actually raised in the church. And I, you know, used to be in the back of the church writing rhymes all the time. But then, so in Pittsburgh, you know, I went to school with, you know, a lot of people in the hood. I live across the street from the projects and everything, but the side I was on was really, you know, middle class, and but I was still had that exposure to that. And then when I came to D.C., I went to Howard, but, you know, I wanted to be around that type of hood atmosphere because I wanted to see what it was like to struggle. You know, you can't just put yourself in every type of position and, you know, because you got to raise up and be that. But, you know, it's been times when I had a struggle when I didn't have no food to eat, you know, and I didn't want to call my parents because sometimes, you know, you just want to do things on your own. And D.C. kind of brought that life to me, you know, so I loved it. I love Pittsburgh, and, you know, actually, it all brings to towards South Durham. That's about it. You know, I'm sorry, I'm kind of breaking up here. Can you hear me good, though?
Yeah, I hear you fine.
Okay. Cool.
Okay. You talked about Howard real briefly. You are a Howard graduate, correct?
Yes, sir. ATU.
And during that time, I'm sure you experienced a lot, especially doing shows and doing all that. How did that help you at all? Because some people, we kind of, in hip-hop especially, it's kind of like if you're educated, we kind of like, oh, whatever. Like, I never understood that, to be honest with you. We don't talk about it much. But I think it's important. I think it gives you the business to do what you want to do. You know what I mean? So kind of get into that a little bit.
About going to Howard?
Yeah, about going to Howard and just how it helped you to further your career right now.
Oh, man, well, you got to have that background of the business. You know, you can be as talented as you want to be, but if you don't know the music business side of it, you're not going to really, you know, be that successful, you know. So Howard, it matured me. You know, I took classes in music and different aspects of it, you know. So it just basically prepared me and molded me to know that you got to know the business side, you know. So Howard helped me a lot around that time. I ended up doing a lot of shows on campus and everything, and it just molded me, for real.
Do you remember your first show? Your first show ever, do you remember it?
Actually, my first show was in Pittsburgh. It was a high school talent show, and that feeling when I left the stage was, like, so unbelievable, and I knew that's what I wanted to do, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was my first show.
Okay. You talk, I was reading over your bio, and you talk about a lot of different things that you discuss in your music. From your insecurities to everything.
Mm-hmm.
What if you had to pick one topic or one thing that says Shy Thorough, what would it be? Like, what would it be, just that you're so real that you talk about everything, or would it be that your flow is so, like, what's that one thing that people can isolate you from the next person?
What separates me from the next person?
Yeah, well, what will separate you? What's in your character or in your music, rather, that separates Shy Thorough from the next artist?
Right, okay. Well, I come from both, you know, viewpoints. There's a lot of artists, like females, that, you know, they're divas and everything, and they talk down about guys taking their money and everything. But actually, you know, the music I do, I'm just real about it. I know there's hoes out there, you know, but I know there's also other women out there that aren't like that, you know, and the thing about hip-hop, you got to have that balance because you got to represent everybody. So my thing, I do it more on the real viewpoint where guys like, yeah, you know, I'm glad, you know, you saying that, but my girls also know, like, you know, you're speaking the truth. So it's kind of that about that balance that everyone respects.
That's what's up. Is there anything personally that makes you, I'm trying to word this correctly because I don't want to come off wrong, so forgive me. But is there anything that you feel that, let's ask this, let's go here. Is there anything you feel the game is missing right now? You kind of touched on it a second ago when you were talking about females just rap about one thing. Because right now the female MC is very scarce right now.
Right.
In the game. So what do you feel is missing? Like, why can't, you know, no one kind of make that jump right now? Why is that?
See, Major, I'm going to be honest. I have no idea. There's so many, you know, so many great female talents in the DMV and, you know, worldwide. I just don't know what it is. But, you know, someone has to step to the forefront, you know, because actually, I don't know how it got to be this long where,
right.
you know, it
right.
still scars like this. So it baffles
right.
me. But, you know, you can't let it hinder you. You just got to know, like, you know, you got to keep on going. Somebody's going to break. You know what I mean?
Right.
So you just got to keep faith and hopefully the doors will open.
I hear you. For those of you who just tuned in, we're talking to Shy Thorough, artist out of the DMV. If you have any questions, make sure you hit us up, 646-200-4965, 646-200-4965. Really quick, we've been talking to a few artists, and we found something that we've been kind of talking about, this, the importance of support team. Who would you say is in your support team right now, as far as you growing as an artist and you trying to really do what you do at this point?
Man, I got my family, of course. They, you know, they behind
mm-hmm.
me. I got
mm-hmm.
my management team, the street team. You know, I've been blessed to have a few people that, you know, been around me for a while, and they, you know, believe in me. So
right.
I got people, teenagers that hit the streets, you know, put out the flyers, that promote me online,
mm-hmm.
shout Sweet Dreams Promotions, and, you know, Darlene. It's a few people that actually had my back in a lot of things. So I've been very blessed, you know.
Mm-hmm. You work with some pretty influential people, Tanya Blount, Nonchalant, Chucky Thompson.
Mm-hmm.
How did those situations happen?
Well, with Nonchalant, when I first came to D.C., you know, I was introduced to her by a producer named A Sharp, and, you know, we hit it off. She liked my talent, and of course, I looked up to her, so she actually, you know,
mm-hmm.
produced some stuff for me and, you know, schooled
mm-hmm.
me about the business and everything. I had the pleasure of doing a couple of songs with her, did a show with her recently. And, you
mm-hmm.
know, she actually, you know, molded me and just had me prepared for this industry. So, you know, I respect her a lot. Chucky, you know, when I was in HU, I actually interned for him. And, again,
okay.
it's nothing but wealth of knowledge from Chucky when he was with Bad Boy and everything. So
right.
that was, you know, really exciting to be with him and Tanya. Hey, you know, coached me on this on vocal coaching, you know, and she's so again, you know, I've been blessed again to have some heavyweights on my side and just, you know, been able to get all that information and experience they had, they passed it down to me. So, you know, like
right.
I said, I've been blessed.
Well, and for those of you who don't know who these people are, let me just give you a little rundown real quick. Nonchalant, she was an artist from, I won't say back in the day, she started back in the day, but she's still around today. She had a song, her hit song, though, was 5 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
She's based right out of here in D.C., so for those of you who don't know that. And Chucky Thompson has worked with everybody from TLC to Mary J. Blige to Nas. To, I mean, the list just is ridiculous.
Right.
We could probably go on and on to talk about just, you know, his list of accomplishments alone. We got Tanya Blount, who worked with Lauryn Hill.
Mm-hmm.
And I really want to talk about that, too. Because I think you have a critical element that a lot of rappers especially fail to do, and that's vocal coaching.
Right.
Because a lot of them voice, just, you can tell they need to go run some laps and rap. That's what I tell a lot of artists, because their wind is so, they're great lyricists, but they don't have that wind power.
Right.
So what
right.
made you decide to, you know, because that's not normal, to be honest, for a rapper, unless you know
right.
the industry, to have a vocal. What made you want to trying to go that route?
I mean, because, you know, when you're on stage, the, you know, the entertainment part is so important when people, you know,
right.
in the industry got to see you. So, Tanya, even with your tone and your voice, you know, you got to
mm-hmm.
get that down pat, because even, you know, there's always things you can improve. So she helped me with my preaching, my breathing technique, you know, and how
mm-hmm.
I put, you know, my voice and everything. And, you know, I started working out, and I still do that now. It's everything is a you know, you got to be prepared. So even
right.
with professional people, you know, they just, you know, I entered their world and they let me know this work you got to do, and it's coaching and it's your tone. And, you know, I even jump in sometimes to the singing part where, you know, she helped me a lot with that too. So, you know, you can't, you always need some type of help and training, even with your, even with rappers, I always tell them, you know, because you can
mm-hmm.
always, you can always improve.
Right, definitely. Definitely. And just for our listeners who've been listening, especially the last few weeks, if you guys paying attention, you see a trend. Every artist has a support team, and every artist has someone that's behind them. And a lot of these things you don't see especially with the major artists. You think they just jump on stage and they do their thing. Nah, it takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of dedication. It's like it's a job. It literally is a job. And you have to train. You have to work at it. You can't just jump on stage and put a few words together and think you're going to be a star, because it truly doesn't work like that.
Exactly.
It truly doesn't work like that. So I hope you guys are paying attention, because she's dropping a lot of knowledge on y'all right now. So please, write it down, get a piece of paper, and make sure y'all, you know, go find your vocal coach or someone. Go get a book even, something. I'm sorry, I have to do my little spiel for these people real quick. Talk about the Home Jams Queen thing. For those of you who don't know, WPGC is a station here in the D.C. area, and Michelle Carroll is the Home Jams Queen. You kind of get into that and tell them about that a little bit. All
right, cool, yeah. I think it was around November when they first debuted Baby Boy. And, you know, you have to go through weeks of battling other artists in the DMV. And, you know, the people vote to see which song, you know, they like best. So for 2 months straight, I had the single Baby Boy and another single, Shot Girl, the introduction. You know, just kept on winning. So, you know, they put me in the Hall of Fame. But 2 months straight, the whole DMV and everyone was steady supporting me. And, you know, I thank them for that, you know. So WPGC actually opened the doors where, you know, the song first got played, you know, on 95.5. So I was very thankful for that, you know.
Right. Tell us, you've done a lot of big, pretty large performances. Tell us, what has been your favorite one so far? That most memorable one where you're just like, I can't believe I just did that.
What was that? Probably opening up for Erykah Badu. It was during our homecoming, and, you know, it would be packed during that weekend. It was at Bohemian Caverns. And actually getting that, it was a big crowd, and getting the chance to open up for her, you know, because I'm a fan of Erykah, so that was probably you know, I was starstruck as well, so that was probably my biggest show.
Like, that's a pretty big deal right there, though.
Yeah.
Erykah Badu is a pretty big deal. I can understand why you might be a little starstruck or whatever. She's a pretty big deal.
Right,
And that says a lot about your talent as well. Someone picking you to open up for her. So congratulations on that. You also performed at All Star Weekend in Vegas, correct?
I get it.
It's so many, you just kind of forget. I can understand. It's what happens with superstars. I get it. I did that little All-Star thing, too. Yeah, I forgot about that.
I was there, you know, in Vegas. You know, really, a lot of people didn't know me, so it was just me and my camp out there. But, you know, it was a big crowd, and they all showed love, and it was, you know, All-Star players and everything. So, I'm sorry, I forgot about Vegas. That's also I was very blessed with that opportunity, too. You know.
Yeah, that's what's up. I'm sorry, let me cut you off.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, you've been getting a lot of press lately as well. Billboard, Ozone. Tell us a little, how did that come about?
What was that, the last one?
The Ozone magazine.
Ozone, I was nominated for the DMV Awards last year. And so they just did an article of all the people that were nominated for the show, and just did, you know, paraphrase about the artists and everything. So shout out to Ozone, you know, they put my name out there. So again,
That's definitely a good look. Ain't nothing wrong with that. You're actually nominated for two awards coming up, two different awards or shows, but you're nominated for Best Female Rapper in both. One is the USIA Awards. Tell us a little bit about that, the USIA Awards.
Yeah, I actually just found out today, and it's the USI Awards. It's the Upper State Indie Artist Awards taking place in Syracuse, New York. And a good friend of mine, Jimmy Black, he actually told me about it. And, you know, a lot of the nominees are from New York. So when I found out today I was nominated, you know, it was a shock, because, I mean, you know, people starting to know you everywhere, you know what I mean? So I'm very happy and blessed for that, you know, and that's taking place, I think, on November 8th in New York.
Okay, so that's November 8th. And for those of you who are up in New York, show my girl some love, Michelle Thurlow, Best Female Rapper, USIA Awards. So make sure y'all go look it up, go Google it or something. You know what I mean? Make sure y'all handle that. Also, once again, Best Female Rapper at the Velocity Magazine Awards.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about how that nomination came about.
Actually, we sent in the package, and, you know, next thing I know, they loved it. They asked me to be a part of it, and, of course, I accepted. So, you know, the fact that these award shows are actually showing independent artists love, you know, is a good look. It's nothing but exposure, and, you know, we from the artists, on behalf of all the indie artists, we appreciate that. Even, you know, Hip Hop Our Way, because y'all showcasing us, so, you know, we really appreciate the support.
I tell people this all the time because I've gotten a few emails about that. You know, people show me love because we do the indie thing. To me, good music is good music.
Right.
And I salute Velocity Magazine because they took the effort out the job for me.
Yeah, and congrats on you.
Artist.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Congrats on you. You got nominated too, right?
Yeah. We got nominated for Best Talk Show, yes.
Yeah, so congratulations.
Thank you. But I give it up to Velocity Magazine for the simple fact that they took the work out of it for me because I get so many, you know, inquiries about wanting to be on the show and all this. They basically went through everybody, told me who were the best people, and I could just kind of pick from it, you know what I mean? So all kudos go to them on that.
Yes.
I definitely appreciate it. I love the nomination. But it's a lot easier to do it when you have such good people. Everyone I've talked to so far has been very talented, very good at what they do. So, I mean, what can I say?
Thank you, man. I appreciate that.
You know what I mean? What can I say? But I have one thing to say to you, though.
Uh-huh.
You know I can't let you get off the line without something, you know, right?
What you got?
I mean, come on. I'm trying to put you on the spot. But you know I can't let you get off the line without something, right?
What?
You have to give us something. You have to give us a 16, a 22, 72, whatever you want to do. Give us an 8 if that's all you got. But you got to give us something because I know people are like, I want to hear us say something.
Oh, you said rap. Oh, okay.
Yeah. You gotta give them a little something. Just a little bit.
I got you. Off the door, hit them up. Slap to the left, coming up, then take your breath. I portray for the watch a step and got realties turn to the real threats. And they all place some bets who won the threat for the car, keys of Alex, Bob Robbery, by dirty sex, top jewelries, and pump to rest. Fools with guns, cop 6 figures, bands on the run, spitting out liquor. Throw some 12, how you figure? Dang good. They some killers, copycatters, and fillers, bust guns just for thrillers. Look at them, serial killers, they hot. Just as bigger, where I'm from, you got killers. Yes, even gold diggers, picket fences, 6 figures, leave you in bigger than your triggers. Don't trip, it's mold liquor. Best believe we ain't sippers. It's shot the road. It's a little something.
That's what's up. Also, we do a little something called 60 Seconds to Shine. And what that is something that's everyone can. Unfortunately, if so many people nominate, and everyone can't win an award. So this is your opportunity to, if you get up on that stage, this is your prep. We're prepping you right now. When you get on that stage and you accept the award, whether it's at the USIA Awards or the Velocity Magazine Awards, do your little shout outs, you know, thank your moms and all that. You know how we get down, thank God, everybody and all that. So here's your opportunity. To do your thing, and you got 60 seconds, and just do you. And
oh,
you're accepting your award at this point.
Gotcha. Well, first of all, of course, I got to thank God. You know, he's the one that's been blessing me all these years, and, you know, he's always number one. Of course, I got to thank my mom and dad, my family, my sisters, nephews. Y'all know who you are. Shout out to Darlene, Sweet Dreams Promotions, my boy Sean, DJ Jason Sid, my whole street team. Y'all know who you are. And shout out, of course, to the whole DMV area, everyone that's always been showing me love, and all the internet radio such as Hip Hop Allway and all y'all. Y'all know who you are. I love y'all.
See, that was good, though. I like how you spent that and you put our name in there. So that's what that means now, this. I'm going to let you know. If you don't put our name in there, you say that live on stage, there's going to be some consequences. I was playing with you. I take a shout out anywhere I can get it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We gotta threaten people to get a shout out. Hey, what you sometimes you just gotta do what you gotta do.
Right.
But no, in all honesty, I really, you know, all seriousness, so I really appreciate you coming on the show. definitely had a great time. It's crazy that a half an hour has already went by.
I know. Is it 7:30 already?
Yeah, it's crazy. It's really crazy. Half an hour has already went by. But like I said, I really, really do appreciate you coming on the show. Hope you had a good time. Hope I didn't bug out too much. I told you I talk a lot of shit, man. I can't help it sometimes. It's just
thank you, C-Major, for inviting me, man. I really appreciate it. Everybody,
it's not a problem.
You know.
It's not a problem. Cool. Before you go, though, I actually have you want to hear some answers? I have Anthony in the chat room. He told me to tell you hello and congrats.
Tell Anthony I said hello.
I got you, but before we go, I would like you to make sure you give out your MySpace and your website where people can purchase your music.
Cool. Yeah, you can all hit me on www.shythoro, that's shythoro.com. Also, you can email me at shythoro@hotmail.com. And also, if you want to get those Lafleet Magazine Award show tickets, y'all need to get them now. You can get them through the MySpace page for Lafleet Magazine Awards and hit them up. And, you know, tickets going fast. So hopefully I'll be there. My whole crew will be there. So we're going to be showing out. And I'm sure C-Major going to be there, right?
A little bit. I'm trying to get fly now. I was telling him yesterday. My trainer's been kicking my ass. So,
oh, yeah.
You know. When you step on it, you got to be official. So I'm going to try to be as official as possible. You know what I'm saying? But that's what's up. Once again, though, I definitely appreciate you coming by, spending a little quick 16 for us and all that. And definitely, I look forward to meeting you at the Velocity 90 Minutes.
All right, man. I appreciate y'all. And thanks again for inviting me.
Not a problem. You have a good one.
All right, you too.
All right, people, that was Miss Shythoro, DMV representative. She's definitely doing her thing, like I said, man. We got a lot of big people on here. Some of you might not have heard of them just yet, but it's just a temporary situation, excuse me. So make sure y'all log on, because we have a lot of big guests still coming up. Make sure y'all log on to We Got Now Radio. We got now.hiphopourway.com to go direct to our radio page, or you can go to hiphopourway.com and click the link from there. Definitely appreciate that. Make sure, and I keep reiterating this, and I apologize if y'all think I'm badgering y'all, but please, if you haven't registered to vote, you can still register. Please do that. It's extremely important this year. You can go to our page, hiphopourway.com, or wegotnow.hiphopourway.com, and register to vote right on the page. Doesn't take you off the page. Takes about 3 minutes. You get it. You print that off, and that's it. So please, I'm really asking you to do that. But I'm going to make my way out of here, and we're going to leave you guys with a joint from another nominee. We've been getting a lot of requests for this song. So, I mean, we've had so many great artists with so many great things. We want to make sure that we give you guys everything. So we got an artist by the name of Neek, and the song is called Brian 2009. And I'm out of here. This is your man, C-Major. We got now. We don't care who got next. Peace!
You and me. Tell me how you feel. Why'd you walk away, baby? What's your deal? It's been